Okay, understand everyone finished the set the second time around already? Or not? So given that apparently not everyone has finished the set the second time around, number one, we haven't had a bechina yet, which we'll probably announce at some point. And number two, I wasn't sure what to talk about this morning. I'm assuming everyone's somewhere between the Samachs and the Ayins. So we'll start with the Diuk and Rashi, but you'll forgive me if this is another excuse to talk about a Bezdin related topic. But I'm assuming you'll be okay with that. If you look in the Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara here on the very top of Samach Beis Amud Beis quotes the Maimer of Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rav Yochanan Gemara in Yevamos Mem Vav Ger Sarach Shlosha Maitaima Mishpat Siv Beis. So in order for a Geirus to take place, you require a Bezdin of three. Machlokas Rishonim, what the Bezdin of three is necessary for. Is it necessary for the whole gamut of Nila and Tvila and Kabbalah Samitzos? Is it necessary according to Tosas and Yavam? It's only for Kabbalah Samitzos, not our topic today. So Bezdin requires three because Mishpat Sidbe. Says Rashi, Sarach Shlosha, top line, Yisraelin. You require three Jews. Shen Iskakin Lo, Lahabilo, Uladia, Mitzas Mithos. The Rashi says the role of Bezdin, the necessity of Bezdin, is for Tefillah and for Hoda'as HaMitzvos. So Rashi says you need three Yisrael. What would you have thought? That you can use non-Jews?
Here.
So Rav Schechter quotes the former Rav of Syracuse from the early 1900s was a Rav by the name of Shmuel Yalov. His daughter-in-law was more famous than he was in the world at large because his daughter-in-law, Rosalind Yalov, won a Nobel Prize in Physics. So some people know her name more than his name. But this is the Talmud Chacham, who was a Rav in Syracuse, who wrote a number of Svarim, including Sefer Shalmei Shmuel, Shmuel Leib Yalov. So Rav Schechter quotes, this is printed in the Ginas Ego Simen Lamed Hei, Rav Schechter quotes this Rav Yalov who makes the Diuk, Shlosha Yisraelim, La Fuke Geirim. That if you have a Bezdin of three Geirim, or Bezdin including Geirim, that Bezdin could not handle Geirus. So this is a major shaila that we dealt with about 8-9 years ago at the Bezdin, when we realized or discovered that there were, we actually became aware around the same time of two different rabbis functioning the rabbinate who themselves were Geirim, who had sat on a number of cases of Geirus that had been approved by the Bezdin of America. So we discovered this and had to deal with the Shilas. What is the status of these Geirim that were done by Geirim on the Bezdin? So we're starting with this Diak. We're going to work backwards and come back to this Rashi. So is that Diak absolutely Melchor? So Schechter pointed out, not in the Sefer, but Schechter pointed out in conversation that it's not necessarily the strongest diuk. You could have said Rashi's coming to tell you Sarah Shloshi Yisraelim that you can have regularly Yisraelim as opposed to Smuchim. And maybe Rashi's telling you that you don't require Smuchim for Geirus. That's my focus among the Bali Tosos. Do you require Smuchim and are Geirim, are Bati Dinner based on Shichasayu? Or maybe you don't. So maybe Rashi's weighing in on that and telling you Yisraelim lafuke smuchim. So it's not Bechreach that Rashi's saying Yisraelim lafuke geirim, but that's the diuk that Rav Yalov of Syracuse made. So if that is what Rashi is indeed saying, at first glance, I'm sorry? Why didn't Rashi say hadyotos?
It's just called lafuke smuchim, the word it's said, right? Usually when you do it, it's like Yisraelim.
So Yisraelim includes everyone. Sarah Shlosh Hadyotos, you don't need Hadyotos. Hadyotos are kosher.
You could
have said a filo Hadyotos, so maybe that's not Rashi's primary focus. Okay. Be that as it may. So if that is a Diak and Rashi, then may at first glance be against another Rashi. So this whole conversation really begins with a Gemara in Yevamos. Why would a Ger be excluded from any Maisa Bezdin, from any Bezdin? So the Gemara tells us in Yevamos in the Afkuf Bezam and Aleph, Amar Rava, Ger don es chaveru dvar Torah, shenem arsom tasim alecha melech, asher yivkar Hashem alakach avo, mikar vachacha tasim alecha melech, alecha hu debi inan, mikar vachacha, aval Ger don es chaveru Ger. So the Gemara says that a ger can be done another ger, but a ger cannot be done a regular Yisrael. However, im haisa imam Yisrael dan afila Yisrael in yichalis ashe aviv imam Yisrael should never be nikras shmo the Yisrael. So the Gemara here says that fundamentally a ger can be done another ger, but a ger cannot be done a regular born Yisrael. The other Rishonim are bothered, that seems to be against the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Andaf, Lam, Vav, Amid Beis, the Mishnah says, Hakol, Sherim, Ladin, Dine, Maminis, and the Gemara has, Hakol, Asuye, Ger. So the Mishnah in Yavama, the Gemara in Yavama seems to be saying that a Ger is only allowed to be done Chaver, a Ger, but not to be done irregularly as well. And at least as far as Dine, Maminis are concerned, the Gemara in Sanhedrin seems to say that a ger can be done without restriction, at least bidine mamonis. Okay, so that's the issue that the Rishonim address. Rashi distinguishes between dine mamonis and dine nefashas. Rashi writes, "Yivamis kafes amveis ger danas kavera dine nefashas." So the Gemara Yivamis is talking exclusively about dine nefashas. That when it comes to dinei nefashos, a ger can only be done another ger. When it comes to dinei mamonis, a ger can be done another yisrael without restriction. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Beferich is talking about dinei mamonis. According to Rashi, the Gemara in Yavamis, Rashi's moken that as talking exclusively about dinei nefashos. Okay, Tosos argues in a few places. Tosos assumes Yavamis memhei Sanhedrin lamed vav. That the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which allows a ger to be done the dinei mamonis, is only talking about ger chavera. So just as the Gemara in Yavamis says that a ger can be done another ger, but can't be done a regular Yisrael, a born Yisrael. So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about that hakol kisheir v'lad dinei mamonis. So the Gemara says lasuya ger, it means lasuya ger to be done another ger. But in a Hanami, as per the Gemara in Yavamis, a ger cannot be done a born Yisrael, even b'dinei mamonis. Okay? And then there's a third position in the Bali Tosos. Tosos in Nida Mantes Amin Beis Dibra Masel Chada. Nida Mantes Amin Beis Dibra Masel Chada, where Tosos has the following suggestion, that in principle, a ger cannot be done a regular Yisrael, even by dinei mamonis. However, if the ger is done b'kivlu alayu, if the litigants accept the authority of that particular ger, so then it's no worse than shlosha roi bokar. You could accept anyone to be done based on kivlu alayu. So there's no absolute restriction, there's no objective restriction of a ger if there's kivlu alayu, or the other suggestion in Tosus is that if they're not done b'kviya. If you the Beis Din doesn't have the authority to impose its will on the parties, they can't be kofa acceptance of their jurisdiction, acceptance of their tzad, so then that's equivalent to kivlu alayu, and given that they don't have that absolute authority, their psak would be halachically valid. So that's three positions in Rishonim. Is there an absolute difference between dinei nefashos, dinei mamonis, that a ger can only be done irregularly, so the dinei mamonis, not dinei nefashos, that's Rashi's position. According to Tosfos in Yavamos, Tosfos in Sanhedrin, a ger can be done a regular Yisrael only. Sorry, a ger cannot be done a regular Yisrael even by dinei mamonis. And then the position of Tosfos and Nida that the default is that a ger can't be done a Yisrael even by dinei mamonis. But if there's kibbul alayu or they're not done b'kviya, then that would work. How do we paskin lahalacha? So in Shulchan Aruch, in both Koshe Mishpat and Hilchos Geiris Simen Reish Samachtes. Sif Yud Aleph, Reish Samachtes Yud Aleph, and Choshe Mishpat at the beginning of Simen Zion, the Mechaber Paskins like the position of the Bali HaTosfos, that a ger is ineligible to be done another Yisrael, even by Dinei Mamonis. Ger dan Chavera ger, Dinei Mamonis, but not a Yisrael from birth. That's the position of Shulchan Aruch without Cholik in Mechaber, I'm talking about Shi. The Nosekelim there quote this other position of Tosfos in Nida, which is also the position of the Rosh and Yavamas. So the Sma and the Shach in Choshen Mishra, the beginning of Siman Zayin, both quote this other position of Tosfos that the Kiblu Lion works. And the Taz there wonders why the Machaber doesn't quote this at least as the Yesh Omrim, given that it's a significant position among the Balei Tosfos. So bottom line, Machaber just quotes the middle position, the default position of Tosfos, that a ger cannot be done a regular Yisrael by Mamunus, period. And then the Nosek Kalim quotes the position of Tosfos that the Kiblu Olayu, it could work. Moshe.
Same question.
Good. Okay. Fine. So how do we analyze the issue of a ger sitting on a bezdin for geirus? So is that analogous to dinei mamonos? Is that considered ger dinas chaver hager? If it's analogous to dinei mamonos, but it's considered ger dinas chaver hager, so then it's arguable that he would be qualified to serve as a dayan because that's chaver hager. If it's not considered chaver hager, so then, if we pass him like the Balei Tosfos, there should be a problem. Okay, so I think the first to address this question in the literature was of Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger has a brief comment, which is printed in the Hagos Tachmas Shlomo on Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Geirus. Simon Reis Samaches Seif Gimel. So there he writes that he thinks this question as to whether a ger could be on a bezdin for gerus should be totally on the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What does that mean? So he doesn't really explain it there, but there is a new edition of the Tshuvas Tuf Tam Vadas that was printed a few years ago by Machon Chachmas Shlomo. So in a previously unpublished tshuva, that he writes in the brief Hagan Shulchan Aruch that he explains this in another tshuva. But none of the other Sfarim quoted the tshuva. It was recently printed, I think for the first time, recently, maybe 10 years ago. So he writes the following. This is, if you want to look it up, Tshuvas Tuv Tam Vadas Amud Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei Chelek Hei of Tshuvas Tuv Tam Vadas. This is a collection of posthumously lately published Tshuvas of Shlomo Kluger. Chelek Hei of a new edition of Tshuvas Tuv Tam Vadas, page 595. He says as follows. According to Rashi, that Ger Danes Chaveir Hager Bidinei Nefashos, and ger danas chaveiro, anyone bedine mamonos. Sorry, ger can be done anyone bedine mamonos. So then it should be pashut that a ger could sit on a bezdin for gerus. Because, however, even if you'd argue that it's dine nefashos according to Rashi, it still works. So definitely, if it's equivalent to dine mamonos, mishpat sidbei, pashut shalom the gemara is that the gemara equates it to dine mamonos. So then, according to Rashi, you'd be home free. What about according to Tosfos?
So you see Rashi here?
Rashi says that ger dan es chaveiro hager b'dinei nefashos, and ger dan Yisrael b'dinei mamonos. So according to Rashi, if this is like dinei mamonos, which is the pashtim shalom the gemara, so then the ger could be done anyway. If gerus is equivalent to dinei mamonos, because we learn out the requirement of betin for gerus from mishpat sidbei, so then according to Rashi, ger is kosher. Even if you don't view it as ger danas chaver, which we'll have to analyze. But he writes the following. What about according to Tosfos? So if even though we're learning out the requirement of Bezdin for Geirus from Mishpat Sidbei, but if, according to the primary day in the Balei Tosfos, fundamentally require Mumchim, and Mumchim are, and nowadays we have Shlichus Ayu to compensate for the lack of Mumchim, the lack of smuchim. So since a ger isn't a candidate for a smicha, so then he's not a candidate for shlichusai. You can't call him shlichusai zikamoi, and therefore he wouldn't be admissible as a dayan for gerus. Because he's not in the parsha of shlichusai.
If you say about the Chalgiris, if we're operating with the story that he said in Rashi, that about the Chalgiris is like Ger Don Chavero, and it's like about the Chaldine Mominus, then he is in the Bar of Shlichusai.
No, he's saying even if it's like a Bezin for Dine Mominus, it's more than regular Mominus, because it's Momin, the title of Mominus is like Zelos and Chavolos, where you require a Smuchen.
But it's Ger Don Chavero, so it's, why wouldn't a Ger be in the Bar of Shlichusai?
So a Ger is not in the Bar of Shlichusai because a Ger can't get Smuchas. And when we say that Ger Dan is Chavero, that's only Ger Dan is Chavero by the type of Dine Mominus that doesn't require Smuchen. But there are different flavors of Mominus. There's Mominus that doesn't require Smuchen. There's Mominus of Zelos and Chavelos that require Smuchen.
Why do you need to be eligible to get Smuchen to be on the Pirate Shlichusai?
Because Shlichusai de Kamai of the original Smuchen. So you have to at least be, this is his assumption, you have to at least be theoretically in the parsha of getting smicha, a ger couldn't have gotten smicha all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu because his ancestors going back to Moshe Rabbeinu weren't Jewish. So he assumes that that's a chisaron in the ability to invoke shlichusai.
How come? Meaning, but nowadays we use shlichusai.
I'm sorry.
But we're using shlichusai now for moral dynam anyway.
No, you only use shlichusai for the higher level, to the extent that we would be, for regular dinim mamas, you don't need shlichusai.
Right.
You need shlichusai for kriya, you need shlichusai for gzeilos chavos, which might not be done anyway. So he's assuming that any maisa bezdin that requires shlichusai, a ger would be excluded from. Even according to the Baal Tosfos, even if you assume that a ger can be done as chavero, the Dine Mominus, that would only be for the type of Dine Mominus that doesn't require Smuchen.
But I'm saying, that's, for Gears,
right.
we use
Smuchen. Right, so he's saying so. A Gear would be excluded from being on the best and for Gears. That's the point.
That's
what he's assuming. He's assuming that even if we assume like Tosas, and you would have wanted to say that this is considered Ger Danas Chaver B'Dine Mominus, but this is a higher level of Dine Mominus that a Ger would still be excluded from. That's what Shlomo Kluger writes in the Shul.
Does he know why that would be the case? That you need to be eligible to Smicha to be the first six, right?
No. He assumes that's Pasha. That's what he says. Now, so let's come back to our Diyuk and Rashi. If Rav Shlomo Kluger's analysis within Rashi is correct, that a ger essentially would be eligible to be done as chavero hager for gerus, so then that would be inconsistent with this Diyuk and Rashi of Shloshi Yisraelim lafuke gerim. So Rabbi Yalu says no, because when Rashi writes in Yavamas that a ger danas chaver hager, so that's by your standard kind of a din Torah. Here, it's not that the ger is the subject of a din Torah that you're being done on, whether Reuven owes Shimon $100. You're establishing his credentials to become part of Klal Yisrael. Is he ro'oi to join Klal Yisrael? Is he right to be in Mistarif to the entity of Klal Yisrael? So that's not called Ger Danas Chaver or Hager. That's something more significant. That's more global. And that, even according to Rashi, a Ger may be excluded from. The way Rav Schechter says it over in his presentation, his piece, is that the Bezin is essentially representing the Shechina. The Beis Din is analogous to the Shechina that was present at Mamet Har Sinai, the way he always presents it, which is a slight embellishment of what Shula Kutner writes in the Yeshua Yisrael, is that he presents it as Shulah Kodesh is being bothered by the following question, that the Gemara increases indicates that we learn out all the components of Geirus from Mamad Har Sinai, Mila, Tefillah, Hatzar Sam. There's another component of Har Sinai that we apparently don't require when it comes to Geirim, and that is the Hashras HaShinah. So if we're learning out all the components of Geirus from Mamad Har Sinai, the Mamad Har Sinai had a Shekhinah, and we don't have Shekhinah when it comes to regular Geirus. So his presentation is that that's exactly the role of Bezdin. Bezdin is representing the stand-in, so to speak, for the Shekhinah as a representative of Klai Yisrael, accepting someone into Klai Yisrael. So that is Ke'ein, the Shekhinah. That requires a higher level Bezdin that a Ger would be excluded from. Okay, so that's why Rav Shechter thinks that a ger would be possible to serve as a dayan for gerus, even b'di'eved. And that's the position that's ascribed to Rav Yoshev in a psak from Pisket in Yerushalayim, Chelek Zayin. The shayla there was the Maisa Shaya Kachaya, that there was a bezdin that was supposed to get together to do Hatafat Sambris on someone who was going to be Megayer, and two of the regular members of the Bezdin weren't available, or they didn't make it, and it sounds like they just pulled off two other people from the street to be on the Bezdin for the Hatafa, and they discovered after the fact that the people they pulled in were Geirim. That was the Shaila that was asked. I'm sorry?
Both of them.
What a range of course. So that was the Shaila that they were asked. So they discussed it with Rav Yoshev. Rav Yoshev thought in this case there's what to be makel about, because according to half the Rishonim, Bezdin is in the Ake for the Tefillah anyway. So, and maybe according to some Rishonim, you don't even need a Tafa. So there are enough Tzirufim in that case to be makel. But fundamentally, Rav Yoshev was quoted there saying that a Ger, in a regular case of Geirus where there are no other Tzadim, a Ger wouldn't be valid to be on the Bezdin, even Le'ikuva. And then I saw in this Shmuel Eliezer Stern, who's the author of the Ksuba Kolchasa, the Geirus Kolchasa from Avazer's Bezdin and Bnei Brak, so he wrote an article in which he quoted this case, and he thought,
no,
if Rabbi Yashin hadn't said what he said, I would have said he should be Machmir even on the Hadafa, because when it comes to matters of personal status, it's always appropriate to be Machmir to avoid any doubt. Okay. So that's the bottom line position attributed to Rav Yoshev, that a ger should not serve, sounds like even Likuba, on a bezdin for gerus. There are Mekilim. Rav Gedalia Felder, who was a rabbi in Toronto two generations ago, the author of prolific author of many halachas svarim. So he has two volumes on Eben Ezra issues called Menachelas Tzvi. Many volumes of Yisod Yishur. So he has in the Nachla Tzvi Chelik Beis, he has a couple pages on this topic, and he assumes that the Davar Pashut, that a Ger could be a Dayan on a Bezdin for Geirus. He assumes that Mishpat Ksiv Bei, bottom line, this is essentially Dinei Mamidus, Ger Dainas Chaveiro, even according to the Bali Tosos, and this is considered Ger Dainas Chaveiro HaGer, in the halachic equivalent to Dinei Mamonis. So he seems to assume that even as a lechachila matter, you could use a ger as a dayan for geirus. There's a tshuvas she'eris Yisrael, Rav Yisrael Zev Mintzberg, Yeredeya Simikav Beis, who says this as well, the tshuvas teferes tzvi, Simon Ayin Beis, who also says this.
It's as far as say that Dinei Mamonis?
Mishmak Tzivei, Pashup Shalom Gemar. Where is it? This is like Mamonis. That should have been the default position. We have to explain why he's not. Why is it more than a Mamonis? But the default position should have been Mishrak Sebei. So we treat it as Dine Maminus, and Ger Dain is considered Ger Dain Eskadero Hager. So there are a few Sarim that take that position. There's a Sefer Beis Mordechai, who's a Rav who made it to Eretz Yisrael after the war. I think he was in Haifa in the 50s, somewhere in Eretz Yisrael. So he writes Chelag Aleph Siman Pei. He was asked by the community in Rome whether a ger could be a dayan on a beis din for geirus. So he has another suggestion. Because we previously quoted the position of Tosfos and Nida that if a ger is done below kfiya or bekibla layu, then he can function on a beis din, even to be done regularly. So the dine mamonis. So this tshuva. So Beis Mordechai quotes the Rabbeinu David in Sanhedrin, and that's Sugya and Samach Lamed Vavam. And Beis quoted in the Chidushei Haran. So he assumes that even within Rashi, the Isser of Ger Dan is only if you're Mimanahim as a dying Kavua. The Mir is from Mikar Bachacha. So Mikar Bachacha says that you can't have a position of Srara as a permanent position given to a ger. So you can't make him a permanent dayan kavua, but if it's a the mikra, bakrai, if it's not a permanent appointment, but you just happen to pull someone in off the street, or you need someone to fill in, or the definitely the d'eved as well, so in that situation he thinks it would be mutter. So you couldn't have him on your official roster of dayanim, but in a emergency situation, if you need a backup, he thinks that's another sniff to allow a ger to be a dayan, at least on a case, an occasional basis. And that Pisket in Yerushalayim, someone quotes this, Rabbeinu David, as well. So, bottom line, in the issue that we faced in the Beis Din with these situations, this spilled onto the pages of the Jewish Week at the time, and it was out in the open, but our position was, this is the Rav Schwartz, the Abbez in the Rafur Shlema's position, was that as a lechachila matter, we should tell the people who underwent this geirus to redo it, which we did in a number of instances. And in a situation in which you couldn't track down that person, or it was impossible to redo the geirus with a proper credential beis din, the Rav Schwartz would say the geirus isn't good even for the Abbez. And Rav Schwartz felt that there's, given all the tshuvas that the fact that some in the literature are Mako, and maybe the Pashup Shah and the Gemara are Mishpach Sebei, so he thought that if push comes to shove, if it was impossible to redo it, then there's what to rely on the Eved to accept these people as Geirut. So that's the Yerushalayim.